I would appreciate your attention for just a little bit this afternoon. Ask the Lord to bless His Word again. Appreciate His goodness to us, mercy. It's His Word. I found out many years ago, it's His Word, and I've seen Him bless it many times in spite of us. And I appreciate His mercies and goodness to us. Little thought this afternoon is may kind of coincide a little bit with our burden this morning. I'd like for us to turn, if you have your Bibles, to the second Corinthians in the 12th chapter. I mentioned it in the message earlier. I want to read 2 Corinthians 12 and begin in the 7th verse. Paul said, "Unless I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for thy strength, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." The Apostle Paul learned a lesson that we've all probably learned, gotten out of life and dealing with situations of life. But he realized that the Lord told him, he said, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." Makes us to realize and understand this afternoon that it's really not us, but it's really God that gets us through every day, every moment, every hour, every day of our lives. I'd like to just direct our thoughts and attention to a thought of dependency, our dependency on God, how truly dependent that we really are. I remember, I was thinking, I don't know why it came to my mind, many years ago, I got gout in my big toe. If you've ever had gout, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's very painful. It hurts really bad. It gets in the joint, and it just is excruciating pain. And it got to the point where if I wanted to go anywhere, do anything around the house, that I had to get some crutches. Fortunately, we had some there at the house, so she got them out for me. And for several days, I had to get around. I was dependent on those crutches. I was dependent on them that I could take the weight off of that foot, because I couldn't stand the pain if I tried to put it on the ground. It was excruciating, and you probably have had pain like that before. But thank the Lord, He finally touched and healed my toe. But I thought how dependent I was. If it wasn't for that, I'd have had to find another way, scoot on the floor, ride in a wheelchair or something, because I was dependent on something to help me because of my weakness, because of my frailty. And I think about how frail and pitiful that we really are. You know, we got up this morning and the Lord blessed us with good health and strength to be able to go about the day. And I personally thank the Lord for that all the time, that I do have the health and strength. There may be, and there probably will be someday, that I'll go to bed and get up the next day and it won't be so. There may be issues that I will have to deal with and not be able to get up. Who knows? We don't know what life has before us. We don't know what we're going to face before we leave this world. But I do know one thing, and I want to be reminded that my dependency is on God. I can't do anything without Him. There's a scripture in Matthew, the 26th chapter. It's about Jesus being in the garden with His disciples. I think I might like to look at that here. 26th chapter of Matthew in the 36th verse, He said, "Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I've learned over the years now that the spirit indeed is willing. I thank the Lord for the desire, the purpose, and the intent that he has given me to live for him. I want to do that more than anything else in the world. I want to live for the Lord. And I want to be faithful to the Lord. But the flesh fails, doesn't it? The flesh gets weak. The flesh, we see it going down. We see it failing. It gets weak, and our bodies and minds begin to get feeble. Don't remember things the way that we once did. Getting forgetful and those kind of things. The body fails as we live life, get older, and so forth. And we're living in a time when there's so much to do. So many people have much on their minds, responsibilities, duties, that everything just kind of runs together sometimes. But I find, and I know I've known this all my life, I'm dependent on the Lord. I need the Lord. I need God to help me. I need God to have mercy on me. And I find this, that when I'm dependent on the Lord, I'm in a good place to get help. When I know that my dependency is, Paul said in one place, our sufficiency is of God. And I know that when I'm in that place, I'm in a good place to get help. I'm in a good place for God to work a miracle for me. I may be going through something hard. Someone mentioned this morning they was going through a little bit of depression, and we've all been there probably, going through those kind of things, and the enemy would like to attach those kind of spirits and things to us. But when I get in that kind of a place and I'm dependent on the Lord, I'm in a place to get some help. I'm in a place for God to work. I take myself out of the equation and I look wholly, totally, and completely on the Lord, because I know that I'm weak and I know that I'm not able. I'm not able to deal with this, Lord. You ever pray that? Lord, I'm not able to deal with this. I'm not able to handle it. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know how to deal with this situation, Lord, and I'm dependent upon you. And that's a good place to be. The Lord told Paul here, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he said, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The Lord wants to show himself strong in each and every one of our lives, in everything that we do. He wants us to see him. He wants you and I to just trust him and glorify him with the life that we live, by the faith and the trust that we exercise in any situation that we may be in life. I think about our dependency down over the years. I, like you, have gone through afflictions. I've gone through different trials and disappointments, things that didn't work or way that I was hoping that they would work. And I go through those kind of things, and I wonder, and maybe I question sometimes. But I want to be more minded. I want to be more minded in my own heart and mind that I'm dependent on the Lord, and he knows what's best. I like that song. It's one of my favorite songs in our book. There's a lot of them. But I like the song that says God's way is best. And Lord, help me not to murmur, nor Lord, help me not to complain. When the children of Israel, and I like to refer to them from time to time, when they went through their hardships and disappointments and the problems that they confronted there in the land of the wilderness, and they were going through there, And there were times when they felt like they didn't have the proper things to supply their needs, the food, the water, and so forth. And they began to murmur and complain. And they got down to the place where, did you bring us out here to die? We can't do anything about it. We can't do anything for ourselves. There's nothing for us to do with a million people, 1,100,000 people here. There's just too many of us to be able to survive. And they realized how dependent that they was on the Lord. And yet the Lord brought them through, didn't he? He brought them through. And he promised to bring us through too. We have so many promises in the Word of God today. And I'm so grateful for every one of them. I think about in the New Testament writings of the woman. She's very well known. She's been spoken of many, many times down through the years. The woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says that she had this disease for 12 years. This affliction was on her body, not a disease, I'm sorry, but an affliction upon her body. This issue of blood, bloody issue. And she had it for 12 years. And it said she did everything that she knew to do for herself. And she went and she spent everything that she had on the physicians. And still, she had the issue of blood. She did everything within her power. Don't we do that sometimes? We do everything within our power. Some people, it seems like that prayer is second. And prayer ought to be first. We need to turn to God first. We need to submit to Him first. This woman, she had went out and done everything that she knew to do. Spent all she had. She wasn't any better for it. And that's the way it is sometimes. When we take matters in our own hands, the Lord wants us to depend on Him. And when she heard about Jesus and saw the throng, it says she pressed. She pressed through the crowd and she reached down. Her faith took hold, didn't it? It had to be her faith. She reached and pressed her way through that crowd. Just got her hand in there somewhere between a couple bodies and touched the hem of His garment. Folks, the Lord wants us to reach out and touch the hem of His garment. It's going to be a press sometimes. We're going to have to press through the crowd. We're going to have to press through the infirmity. We're going to have to press through the sorrow, the disappointments, the heartaches, whatever it is that we got to press through. Lord, help us to reach out and touch the hem of His garment. It was then that it said the issue of blood was staunched immediately. It dried up immediately. She had no more problems. But the Lord Himself let the disciples know that He felt. He felt virtue go out of His body. He knew that someone had come to Him with a faith, believing, and if I can just, but touch the hem of His garment. And it worked, didn't it? It was the very thing that woman needed. It didn't cost her anything but a press and a faith to believe in God. God wants us to be dependent on Him. Feel that dependency upon Him. Realize, Lord, I can't do this. I can't do this without You. The Apostle John said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. We really need it from above, folks. We need the Father, the Son, and we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need Him to take care of the whole man, your mind, your spirit, and your body. We need the Lord to take care of those kind of things. And He's got everything in place to supply every need you have. There's no reason for us to despair. We just need to look to God. We just need to trust Him. Commit ourselves into His will and into His hands. And think about the disciples when they were out there in the boat and the boat was rocking rolling out there on the seas and they woke the Lord up and said, don't you care? Don't you care that we perish? Well, I don't know. Maybe they wish they hadn't said it that way to the Savior. But He got up and He went out and He rebuked it. He rebuked the wind. He rebuked the trouble. He took care of the problem. How many times have you had the Lord come along and take care of the problems in your life? He'll take care of the problems. I've been in right in the middle of something and I was just struggling with it. Say, Lord, You see I need some help here. And He come along and just make everything fall right into place. Folks, we're weak. We're feeble. We're frail. Sometimes we think we're strong. Sometimes we think we can do it. Lord, I got this, but we really don't have it. We just need to give it to the Lord. We need to trust Him in all ways. A man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. Even the Apostle Paul here in our readings found out that his strength was really made perfect. God's strength was really made perfect when I realize I'm the weakest. When I accept the fact that I can't do it without you, Lord, I am the weakest. I'm at my weakest point here. I'm struggling and I can't do it. That's what the woman with the issue of blood, that's where she was. She was struggling. She was at her weakest point. I'd like to look at a scripture in John the 15th chapter. Pretty familiar scripture, but I want to use it here this afternoon. John 15 and Jesus speaking here. He said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. So He's the center of it all. Was it one of the old astronomers years and years ago? I get them mixed up, but one of them said that the sun revolves around the earth, but it's really the earth revolves around the sun. We exist because of the sun. I'm talking about the Son of God. We exist because of His, He created us. He give us life. He give us this existence. And we exist behind, He doesn't revolve around us, folks. We've got to take our problems, our burdens, and our needs to Him. He exists for our benefit. He exists for our good. And I thank the Lord for it. He said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except ye abide in me. We just can't be successful. We just can't do it. Unless we're living where we ought to be living. Where are we living? Where we're living, folks, has a lot to do with the faith that we're going to have. You know that? Where you are living before God and how you are living before Him will have a lot to do with the faith that you will be able to have to trust Him. So He said here to live in the vine. He said, let me read that fourth verse again. Abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We can't. We're not made to bear fruit of ourselves, but we bear fruit because of the Holy Spirit, don't we? That is within us. Except it abide in the vine, and no more can you, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, I think about that saying there so many times. Without him, what can you do? What can you do? The Apostle Paul tells us in the 17th chapter, I believe it is, of the book of Acts, that he giveth unto us, all of us, life and breath and all things. So without him, what can we do? We just can't do anything. And if we depend on him, here's something that I feel is very important this afternoon. If we really depend on Him, feel our dependency on the Lord, our prayers will have some power behind them. Our prayers will have some authority behind them when we really feel, well, now, Lord, I'm not just telling you this because I think I can handle it myself, but I'm telling you this because I need you. I can't do this myself. It'll give more power and authority to our prayers. When we are abiding in the vine, without me, ye can do nothing. What can you do without the Lord? As Paul said, he giveth life and breath and all things. And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You like that verse of Scripture? I like that verse of Scripture real well. If you abide in me and I, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Folks, we can ask what we will. But when we ask, let's ask according to the will of God. Lord, what, as Jesus, as I read there in the prayer over there in Matthew, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will, thy will. When we pray and when we ask, and when we're living in a place where we know truly that he abides in us, and we know truly that we are trusting and depending on him completely, then we can ask what we will, and he said, it shall be done unto you. I'm thankful. That's a promise that the Lord has given you and I today. Think about a scripture that kind of goes with that in Ephesians 3 and 20. He said, he is able to do exceeding abundantly. Wow, I like that. He's able. He's the only one I know that is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Folks, we need these scriptures. We need to be reminded of them sometime to encourage us, to inspire our faith that we'll be strong in the Lord and that we'll learn to depend on him. Place ourselves completely and totally in his hands, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I are able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh within you. How do we get that power? By abiding in the vine. By abiding in that vine, that's where we're connected. Lord, help us to stay connected to the Lord. Stay in a place that when we need help, when we get in trouble or circumstances arise, that we can take it before the Lord in prayer. And the Lord promised he'd hear our prayers. He promised he would hear our prayers. Do you know that the old children of Israel, when they were connected to the vine, their enemies didn't stand a chance. Their enemies couldn't come against them. None of their enemies could defeat them when they were connected to the vine. But when they forsook the Lord forsook them. And then they weren't able to stand before their enemies. So there's something to that, abiding in the vine, living for the Lord, staying in his will, staying in his good pleasure, being a vessel to honor him, to serve him and to please him. I think about a man in the Bible. He's quite an example to us. He was a man, when he was born as a child, he was dedicated to the Lord. He was dedicated to do the Lord's will. He was one of the judges over Israel after the days of the kings. His name was Samson. And Samson was a man that it says when the time came when he was doing something for the Lord, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And the Lord gave him power. The Lord helped him to be able to do whatever it is that he was doing. Whether it was the lion that rose up against him, whether it was the men that was sitting in the gates of the city, he picked up the gates and carried them off. Whether it was the foxes that he tied them tail to tail and ran them and lit them on fire and ran them through the granary and the fields. Whatever it was that he did, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Well, today you and I don't have to have the Spirit of the Lord just come upon us. We have him within us. We have him within us all the time. Every day. And let's be careful how we treat him. How we handle him. He's not to be grieved. We are to honor him and respect him because we need his Spirit on us. We need it. We need a Spirit within us. But old Samson, he wasn't satisfied. He seemed like he wanted to play games with God. He was a man full of folly. We know all about his life, I know, but he went out there and he wanted a woman that his father told him that he shouldn't have. And why don't you get one of your own people? But he wanted her. He wanted old Delilah. And he got Delilah all right, and he played around with it, and she played around with him, but she was serious there at the end. And eventually he was stripped of his power. He was stripped of his strength. He didn't have the Spirit of the Lord come upon him. That last time when he rose up and he was going to break that, he couldn't break it because the Spirit of the Lord had left him. We're dependent on God, folks. We need His Holy Spirit. We need His presence. We need His power. We need His strength in our lives. He got to the point where he wasn't very dependent on God, didn't he? It seemed like that he just kind of played around with it, took it for granted. When the time came when the enemy was there, he didn't have the strength that he needed. Folks, the enemy he's relentless today. He's working on every one of us. He's working on those that we love. He's working on those, the circumstances of our life. He's working on our time. He's working on our world. He's working on our country. He's working on our society today. He's very busy. The devil's working hard. And we need to be dependent on the Lord. I mentioned something about it this morning. I want to say something about it this afternoon in passing. We're living in the day of apostasy, the day of falling away. If there ever was a time that we need to become increasingly dependent on the Lord, it's now. We need to be very dependent on the Lord, but at the same time, you and I must separate ourselves from the culture that is around us in our world today. We must become increasingly independent of this culture that's in our world today. We can't in any way sympathize with any of the spirits that are involved in the wickedness and the evil that's in our world today. We can't sympathize with any of that. And our ability, I'll say it this way, our ability to become separate from the corruption and the defilement that is in our culture and society today will be proportionate to our dependency on God. We'll realize more and more as we see the day approaching, Paul said. We see the time that approaching, well, these are perilous times. We are dependent spiritually for God to protect us, defend us, and keep us from the evil. Jesus prayed that way. Jesus said, I don't pray that thou wouldst take them out of the world, but thou would keep them from the evil that's in the world today. We must have an increasing dependence upon God. You and I have been called into the light. You and I have been called to understanding of what truth really is. There's a lot of deception in our world today. There's a lot of people that's serving idols, going after other gods and other things, people that really don't even know the one true God today. But you and I must stay uncompromised. Don't compromise with it. You and I must stay undivided, single-minded, walking in the light, and we must keep our focus where it needs to be, upon God. We're really dependent on the Lord to bring us through. We're really depending on His love and on His mercy and on His spiritual guidance and direction in our lives. They are trying to redefine what is good and what is evil today. They're trying to redefine that. Our society is. Our leaders are. Folks, we cannot change. We cannot change. We cannot be brought into those kind of things and accept those kind of things. We're dependent on the Lord to help us. But we must stay focused. And we must not compromise with everything the world wants us to compromise with. Oh, it may cost us some things. It may bring us into some very precarious places. God said He'd be with us always, didn't He? Even to the end of the world. I want to look at a scripture in the book of Psalms, 46th chapter. Maybe you can quote it. 46th chapter of Psalms, and right at the first verse. Remember, we're talking about being dependent upon God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Where are you going to go when you need a refuge? We need a place to hide. Someone told me one time, said, you know, you folks just use God as a crutch. Well, I'll tell you what, when that pain was in my toe, I needed a crutch. I needed something to help bear the pain. My God helps me bear the pain. He gives me understanding. He gives me wisdom. He gives me Holy Spirit guidance to know how to conduct myself and maneuver my way through this world that we live in today. It's dangerous out there. It really is. It's dangerous physically and spiritually. It's dangerous. But it says here, God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Folks, that's a lot of change there. That's kind of drastic there. That's kind of erratic. But he said, will not fear though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. Folks, the waters are roaring today. People are troubled today. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. He said, there is a river, the streams, whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. I don't know what you're doing with hope today. But folks, I'm glad I got hope. And my hope is in God. God is in the midst of his people. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. Lord, help us to believe that. Lord, help us to get a hold of that. To realize that of all the changes that are going on, all that they may want us to do or try to tell us that we need to do, and you know, you people need to change. You people are too stiff. You know, the times have changed. I hear that from children, grown children. I hear that from people sometimes. Folks, I don't intend to change. I don't intend to move. What does the song say? I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. You know, I'm so thankful this afternoon. If I just put it all in his hands. Lord, it's you. I'm dependent on you. I mean, there's things that he wants us to do. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to trust. He wants us to believe. He wants us to stand in the gap for those that are not understanding, for those that are on the outside. He's still looking for those to stand, for some to stand in the gap. But I'll tell you this, folks, there's no need of failure if we'll just stay dependent on God. There's no need of failure. You don't have to worry about failure. In the times that we're living in today, we know that he will hold us up on his promises. And I'm so thankful for that. He'll hold us up on his promises. And I'm grateful today for the privilege. You know, I count it a privilege to be able to read his holy word, to believe it, to trust in it, to depend on it. I believe his word will be there for me in my time, in my testing time, in my difficult time. I don't believe there's any need for us to fail, folks. I don't believe there's any need for us to doubt. We have a God in heaven that says he's in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved, and he will help her, and that right early. He is a present help, and he promised that he would be in every time of need. And I'm so grateful for that this afternoon. That's my little message. Depending on the Lord, may the Lord help us to learn to depend on Him and to trust Him in all things. Realizing of ourselves, we're really nothing. There's a lot of scriptures that I could have used. A lot could be read. Our sufficiency is of God, and He told us not to be anxious for nothing. We don't have to go around and be anxious, folks. God's got it. He's got this. He's got it in His hands. He's got you in His hands. He's got me in His hands. And He wants to help us. And He's going to bring us through. I believe that. Through His divine providence that I talked about this morning. He's going to bring us through. But Lord, help us to do our little part. Trust God. Depend on Him. Abide in the vine. Let Him give the strength and the help that you need every day. Go to that well every day and ask the Lord for strength and grace for this day. Wisdom, guidance, understanding, power over the enemy. Be with me every step that I take. And He will. He will. When we invite the Lord that strongly into our lives, He'll be right there with us to lead and guide us and direct us into the truth. May the Lord bless each and every one of us this afternoon. Amen.